I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Welcome to the best show on earth that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. On top of all that, a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. All of that combined, you have the Work On Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, we're going to simplify. Today's topic is simplifying in your life as much as possible. The reason why you want to simplify, it helps you be more efficient. You get things done more quickly. It is easier to make decisions. It is easier to know you made the right decision when you simplify what everything is about, where everything's going, what outcomes you want, who you are, where you are. That's what we're going to talk about here today. There was once a story, it's a parable that I want to tell you. There was once a donkey that was really thirsty and really hungry, and it came to a point where it saw food 10 feet to its right and there was water 10 feet to the left. The donkey, of course, had to decide which one it was going to go after first, and the donkey died standing right there in the middle trying to decide which one it was going to get to first, the food or the water, trying to decide. Human beings, we do the same things to ourselves. We don't die standing there in one spot, but when we have too much choice, our stress levels go up. It takes us, first of all, it takes us longer to make decisions when we have too many choices because we want to look at everyone. And for the fear of missing out, FOMO, we want to make sure we don't make the wrong choice. We don't choose the one and then realize there was another option that would have been twice as good, at least for us in our situations. So human beings, when we have too much choice, it takes us longer to make a decision. We have a higher level of stress and anxiety because we're thinking, okay, well, did I really make the right choice? How am I going to utilize this choice? Then we got to analyze everyone. We want to compare and contrast to each one, ask other people what they think. Now we are wasting time, and we know that our lives are made up of time. So now we're wasting our life trying to make a decision. When we have too much choice, things take too long. We have too many options. It weighs on us mentally. The fewer options we have, the easier it is to make a decision. Any of you have ever eaten at a restaurant called the Cheesecake Factory? If you've been to the Cheesecake Factory, you know that that menu is very thick. The menu at Cheesecake Factory is like 50 pages. Now, every other page given, the backside of every page is an advertisement for something, maybe something in the restaurant or some other local restaurant trying to advertise themselves. But it's still a damn big menu. And a lot of that menu is the actual food. It's not the cheesecake. is the food. I think the cheesecake menu is like one or two pages. All the rest of it is just appetizers, maybe there's a few drinks on there, and then it's just all food, all entrees that you can choose from. It is a very big menu. Maybe you like it that way. They kind of branded themselves that way of having so much food, so you have so many different options. My experience when a restaurant has so many different options, none of them are good. And at Cheesecake Factory, I mean, they're not bad, but it's not that good either. If you ever been to a restaurant where the menu is just one page, it's just one piece of paper, there's nothing on the back, and it's not even a full-size sheet of paper, there's only a few options, usually those few options are all pretty damn good because they're able to focus in and specialize just on those things that they want to do well instead of trying to be kind of everything to everybody, which makes you nothing to nobody. I mean, what is Cheesecake Factory known for? Not the entrees, but the cheesecake. That's what they deliver, right? Cheesecake. All those entrees are just okay because there's so many choices and it takes longer for people to order probably. I don't know if there's any type of measure or study that's ever been done on that. How long does it take people to order once they're seated in a restaurant? I think Cheesecake Factory has probably one of the longest times from looking at the menu to actually deciding because there are just so many damn choices on it. So what I want to help you do is not get better at ordering cheesecake, but to simplify your life as much as possible so it's a lot easier for you to make decisions quickly and take action on those decisions so you can get results, which may or may not be the results you want, but then you can iterate because you've simplified things. You can iterate and know what needs to be changed, fixed, adjusted, reduced, or increased so that you can get the outcome you want. Does that make sense? Good. Point number one. First thing you got to do is get clear on what your principles are. What do I mean when I say principles? I mean your non-negotiables. What are the things that you are not budging on, the things that absolutely must be the way that you want them to be, regardless of the circumstances of your life, which are always changing, regardless of you, you're always growing and changing, regardless of the people who are around you, who may be different people at different times, maybe it's the same person and they're changing at different times, maybe for the better, maybe for the worse, maybe just being neutral, which means they're changing for the worse. You got to get clear on what your principles are, because what the principles are, they're kind of like a flashlight. If you go into a dark room, there's plenty of space in that room for things to look at, places to go, things to explore, but the room is dark, so you really can't see what's going on. Your principles are like the flashlight. Your principles are the flashlight that illuminates the direction in which you will see. Does that make sense? It's just, if you picture yourself being in a dark room where you can't see anything, but you have a flashlight, whichever direction you point that flashlight is going to show you what's there and what is possible for you there, what your options are there, what your opportunities are in the direction that the flashlight is pointing. That's what a principle is. A principle says, okay, in this situation, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to deal with it. And that's the direction you're looking and you're trying to figure out, how am I going to do that? How am I going to deal with this, given this is the direction I'm looking at? The flashlight excludes every area that is not pointed towards. That's what a principle does. This is how you simplify. When you have a simple principle, this is what it is. If this happens, this is going to happen. If somebody says this to me, we're going to have a fight. If someone touches me this way, I'm going to punch them in the face. If somebody does this, then we're going to sell. If somebody does this, we're going to buy. If somebody does this, we're going to shut down our company. If this happens, I'm quitting this job. And when you're clear on what your principles are, your non-negotiables, it's a whole lot easier to make decisions because you don't have this whole world of possibilities in front of you, which sounds good. When people say there's a world of possibilities and options, it does sound good. But when you have so many choices, it's so hard to narrow anything down. Principles help you do that. Narrow things down for where you're going to go. That's where you're going to look for stuff because that flashlight is pointing at it and it makes the decision making a whole lot easier. For example, when I wanted to build my brand in the business world, which I'm still doing to this day, I want to build my brand in the business world so more people in that world know me in all areas of business that are not necessarily sports related. The principle was, I want to take as many opportunities as I can until I have so many opportunities on my hand that I had to start turning them down. I want to take all the opportunities that I can that will help me become more known, make me more money, spread my brand, help me build the way that I want to build. I'm going to take all those opportunities until I got so many incoming calls, so many emails coming to me, so many offers on the table, so many contracts that people want me to sign that I got to start saying, no, I can't take that money. No, I can't do that deal. No, I'm not going to sign that contract. No, I can't take you on as a client. No, we got to hold up on selling all this stuff because we got too many sales coming through. I want to take so much opportunity that eventually that happens. That's the principle that I have there, that I want to take all the opportunities that I can to get myself out there, the opportunities that are going to actually help me get there. based on my judgment. So any opportunity that can help me get seen by the right type of people based on how I judge it, my gauge, I'm going to take it. That's the principle, which makes it easy for me to say, okay, am I going to do this? Yes or no? I could weigh it. Okay, I got to travel there. It's going to take this much time, and I can't do these things on those days, and I'm not going to be able to go to my normal gym and maybe not get my workout in, and maybe, is this much money, and all these things that I could consider in the situation, or who do I know there? What's the weather going to be like in that town? Do I feel like getting on a plane? All these things that I could consider, but if my principle is, okay, is this thing going to help me get seen by more people who could help me get my name out there? Yes or no? The answer is yes, I'm doing it. Doesn't matter. The answer is no, I'm not doing it. It's simple as that. So that's what I mean by getting clear on your principles is a flashlight. The flashlight points and says, okay, Dre, this is the situation. This is the dark room that we're in. Okay, flash the flashlight. Is a yes or no question. Does this help me fill in the blank? Whatever it is you're trying to do, whatever your principle is, does this fit that principle? Yes or no? Does this fit this query that you have here? Okay, if it's this way, this is what we do. If it's anything other than this way, this is what we do. When you're clear on those principles, it is much easier to make a decision much quicker, and you don't have to look around so much at what else could have been or what you may be missing out on or any of that, because you're clear on what the principle is. So get clear on your principles is the first point. Point number two, and today's topic is to simplify your life as much as possible. You cannot do everything that you have learned all at once, all at the same time. We know that, right? You can learn a whole lot of things, but you can't do every single thing, apply every single thing you learned all at the exact same time, every time that you learn something new. You might learn something while you're riding on a train about how to better lift weights. Okay, well, you can't go apply that unless there's a weight room somewhere on the train. Probably not. So you can't apply everything you learn all at the same time. So what you must do, the reason I'm bringing that up is to tell you this. When you learn something that you do want to apply, you got to start with the first step that you can take. What's the first step that I can take right now? So if you're on the train and you're reading a magazine about fitness and it gives you a tip about lifting weights that you think you could actually use, maybe you take a picture of it, maybe you take a clip of it, maybe you write it down in your notes that you keep for lifting weights so you can remember it next time you go to the gym to lift weights. What is the step that you can take right now? What's one step that I can take right now? And then eventually, when it's time for you to apply the rest, you can come back for the rest. So the reason that this applies to simplifying your life is that you don't want to have so many options, so many things that you're trying to squeeze in, because there are all these things you could do with this piece of information you just got, but you can't do them all right now on top of the things that you're about to learn and the next piece of information and the thing that you were working on before you even got to this piece of information. You can't do it all at the exact same time. So what's the one step that I can take now? Maybe I can write it down. Maybe I can bookmark it. Maybe I can email a link to myself, save it somewhere, whatever you got to do so that you can come back for it later when you're ready to deal with it. But do the one step that you can do now, and don't stress yourself about trying to do it all at the exact same time. Because what happens with people is we often get overwhelmed. We get overwhelmed looking at the overall body of work needed to apply something that we learn. We learn something new, we get some new idea, we see something that we could do, and because we're looking at all the things that come with it, it becomes more and more complex the more we're looking at all the different things we can do, and then we get overwhelmed. We get to the point where we're like, damn, this is so much, and then we stop ourselves before we begin because we're like, man, it's too many steps. It's actually only one step. It's only one step. I don't think there's anyone here who has more than two legs. Okay, maybe you got one, maybe you have none. Nobody has more than two. We can't take more than one step at a time. Yeah, I know you can jump, but we can't take more than one step at a time. You understand the point that I'm making here. The first step is the first step. You can't take the second step until you take the first step. At least if you're going to build something that's solid, something that actually lasts, you don't want to skip any steps. You can't take but one step at a time. So even if the whole process is 20 steps or 2,000 steps, you can only take one at once. I mean, the proverb goes that a journey of 1,000 miles begins and ends with a single step. Point number three in today's topic again is simplifying as much as possible. Understand that complexity does not equal effectiveness. Today's topic, simplifying your life as much as possible. Things being complex, meaning very detailed, having a whole lot of steps, it looks like a really long process and a lot of things that you can do. Just because something appears to be complex does not mean that it is effective. I want to say that one more time, because sometimes I feel people equate complexity with effectiveness. The more complex it is, the harder it is to understand, the more smart it may be, the more valuable it is, maybe the more that it's worth. These things are just not true. Complexity does not equal effectiveness, people. A wise person or someone who is a true expert professional at what they do, they can take something that is very complex and make it really simple. For the person who doesn't know anything, for the layman who knows nothing, for the luddite who knows nothing. The expert, the wise person, can say to you in 5 sentences what it would take the non-expert to tell you in 20. The wise person can tell you in 1 sentence what it would take the not-so-wise person 3 paragraphs to explain the exact same point. When things are being made simple for you, someone makes it really simple. Okay, this is, you need to do this, then this, then this, and this is the point that you start at. This is what you can do at this exact moment. When someone can make something simple, you're looking at an expert. You're listening to an expert. You're looking at a person who knows what they're doing. They know all the different angles. They know the backwards, the forwards, the left, the right, the up and down. They know every angle of what they're doing and what you may be getting into doing. When they can make it simple, that's when you're looking at an expert. If it's complex, that person may know a lot. Maybe that's why they made it so complex. They want to display their brilliance. Doesn't mean they're an expert. Complexity does not equal effectiveness. So the point here today is simplifying, as much as possible. Just because something is complex doesn't mean it's effective. Doesn't mean that's the best thing you need to be doing. You need things that are simple, easy to follow, easy to understand, and easy to explain so you can show it to somebody else. And when you become an expert, things are always easy to explain. Let's recap today's topic, which is simplifying in your life as much as possible. Number one, get clear on your principles. Your principles are the flashlight in a dark room that will illuminate which direction you're looking, which makes it a lot easier to make decisions instead of trying to look at the entire room, shining the flashlight inch by inch through the room. That would take you forever just to see everything. Point number two. You can't do everything you learn all at once all the time. So what you need to do is just start with the first step that you can take when you learn something that you want to apply. What's the first step that I can take right now? Even if that first step means let me just save what I have or bookmark this or save it in a folder or email a link to myself or something like that where you can come back to it later. But what is the one step you can take now and then come back to it when it's time to come back to it? Number three. Complexity does not equal effectiveness. Someone who's an expert, a true pro who really knows their stuff, can take something that is very complex, seemingly complex, and make it very simple for you to understand, very easy, break it down into bite-sized pieces, and tell you exactly what you can do right now to take the first step in applying it. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got 4 things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all 4 of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.